Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we will take a look at a faith that endures. God has called every single believer to live a life that is marked by faith. We know from Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, that without faith it is impossible to please God. Chapter 11 of Hebrews is known as the Hall of Faith rather than the Hall of Fame because it's filled with great believers in God who walked by faith during their lifetimes and obtained many victories. This Hall of Faith lists the faith of Abel and of Enoch, of Noah, of Abraham and Sarah, Isaac, Jacob and Joseph, Moses' parents and Moses himself, as well as Joshua and Rahab and many other heroes of faith. And it says of all of these that through their faith they subdued kingdoms, they worked righteousness, they obtained promises, they stopped the mouths of lions, they quenched the violence of fire and escaped the edge of the sword. Out of weakness they were made strong, and they became valiant in battle. They turned to flight the armies of the aliens, and women received their dead raised back to life. All of these victories of faith are given to us as examples of the very things that God wants to see every believer take hold of in this lifetime. There are many keys to faith, and the Word of God describes how to walk by faith. But today and this week, I want to share with you a critical element of victorious faith that is often overlooked. We find this in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 36, the few verses just prior to the faith chapter, chapter 11 of Hebrews, we find these words, "For you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise." God wants you to be able to obtain every promise of God for your life, for your family, by faith. But he tells us here that you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. Many Christians who desire to walk by faith have learned how to do the will of God with regard to faith. They take the Word of God as their basis, because true Bible faith is based upon the Word of God and the promises of God. So they know to take the Word as their beginning place of faith. By His stripes we were healed is a promise of God found in 2 Peter 2:24. So they take that Word of God and stand in faith upon that scripture. And perhaps they will confess that Word of God as being true over their own life in the face of symptoms in their body that may speak evidence to the contrary. And this is truly doing the will of God with regard to walking by faith. But it says here in Hebrews 10:36, "For you have need of endurance, so that after you've done the will of God, you may receive the promise." The need for endurance comes after you have done God's will, after you have taken hold of the promise, after you have confessed the Word of God as being true for your life, after you have done the steps of faith God has instructed you to do, after you have obeyed God when He told you to take this particular step of faith, move to this city, or take this new job, or start a new business, whatever it is that God's given you as a direction and it required steps of faith, after you have done the will of God, you have need of endurance. And this word endurance is a Greek word, hupomone, and it means patient continuance. You have to continue patiently as you wait for the promise to come to pass. It also means cheerful or hopeful endurance. It means a constancy. So you have need of cheerful, hopeful endurance, of patient continuance after you've done the will of God so that you may receive the promise you've been believing for. Just after the faith chapter, Hebrews 11, we find these words in Hebrews 12, the first few verses. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him who endured such hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your souls. In these three verses of Hebrews 12, these first three verses, we find the word endure or endurance used three times. In the few verses just before the faith chapter, we find the word endurance. You have need of endurance. Then we have the faith chapter telling us this person through faith accomplished this, and that person through faith accomplished that. And on the stories go in Hebrews 11. But here, as bookends to that faith chapter, we have the word, you have need of endurance. And at the other end, it says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. Endurance. Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus who endured. In order to obtain by faith the promise that you are believing God for, you have need of endurance. You have need of a patient continuance, of believing God beyond the circumstances, of trusting God beyond what you see. When Jesus endured the cross, enduring hostilities from sinners against himself, he was showing us an example of what we would have to do in order to obtain the promise of God for our lives. Jesus believed the Father. He believed that when he obeyed and did what was required on that cross, that he would rise from the dead and he'd break the power of sin over people's lives, and he would restore fellowship for generations of people to come who would believe God. He believed the Father's word. When we are believing the Father's word about a particular promise, we will have to endure. We will have to have patient continuance. Even when we are assailed from every side, even when we're harassed by people, consider him who endured such hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your souls. Jesus endured the torment of people's words that were against him, of people who didn't believe him, of people who called him demon-possessed when he was the very Son of God, of people who rejected him as the Messiah when he was only obeying the Father's directives. Sometimes when you are obeying God, the enemy will come against you and use people to harass you and to assail you with their words and to try to cause doubt to come into your mind. And you may be tempted to say, Lord, I'm only trying to do your will. Why all this opposition? But I want to encourage you, as the word encourages you here in Hebrews 12:3, consider him who endured such hostility, lest you become weary and discouraged in your soul. God wants you to have patient consistency and a patient continuance in your faith so that you may obtain the promise. That's all the time we have for today. Join me tomorrow as we continue studying a faith that endures. Hi, this is Rita again, wanting to share with you our African Minute. Before the very first time that I traveled to Africa, I was praying and asking God, after having received multiple invitations to come to Africa and minister, I was talking to the Lord about it and kept asking him, Lord, why do you want me to go to Africa? Or is that just people wanting me to go? Is it your will? Why should I go? And the Lord spoke to me so very clearly and said, through a scripture verse where it said, good news from a distant land encourages the heart. And the Lord said to me, you don't know how much it would mean to them for you to go there. And I want to encourage you today, if you've never given financial support to missions work, you probably have no idea how significant that kind of giving really is. You don't know how much it means to them to have someone from a distant land caring for them as brothers and sisters in Christ. You don't know how much it means to a person in Africa to open a parcel that's come all the way from the United States that's filled with Bible teaching tapes and a Bible of their very own and an encouraging letter blessing them in the name of the Lord. You wouldn't know how much that could possibly mean to someone in a third world nation. But perhaps today the Lord's speaking to your heart and he wants you to be a part of what Hidden with Christ Ministries is doing in the continent of Africa. We seek to distribute Bible materials, study Bibles, Bible teaching tapes to those who write to us. And we have many, many unanswered requests at this very moment. And we need the finances to be able to answer those requests and send the gift of the Word of God to those brothers and sisters in Africa. Would you be a part of that? Send a gift today to Hidden with Christ Ministries and mark it Africa Missions Work, and we will put it toward spreading the love of God to our brothers and sisters on the continent of Africa. Thanks for listening. Have a victorious week.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.